Hey guys, welcome back to Millennial Mirrors. We're here for part two of episode 5, Using Your Platform for Purpose with Waleed Shah. This is an interesting one because Waleed and I ended up kind of going into debate and he actually changed my mind about a few things. So listen in on using your platform for purpose. Do we have to? Should we? Shouldn't we? Let me know what you guys think. Waleed, we're back for part two of the episode.
Yeah.
Question for you. Do you feel there is a responsibility that comes with having a platform?
Huh. I don't think so. I don't think the responsibility lies on the person with the platform.
Tell me more.
Yeah. I think I think everybody has a platform now.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like it or not, you have a platform. You have a Facebook account or an Instagram account, and whenever you put something on, people see it. That's a platform. Whether you have one follower or, 100 million followers, that's a platform. So the line is very difficult to draw.
I think when I was asking the question, for me, it was more along the lines of, if you are someone with a big following,
yeah,
and you have that platform, if you will, or that voice, yeah, do you have a responsibility to your following, or is it their choice to take from you what they will and leave what they will?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think it's their responsibility to take what they will and leave what they will. I think, it's my responsibility to myself, I think, or mm-hmm, to whoever has the platform, to just be truthful and honest at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means that if I have an opinion at this moment and I put it out there and I change my opinion a few days later, that's also okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest. Right? So I think taking it with a grain of salt, whatever you see, take it with a grain of salt, because that's just a regular person, with an account.
Right.
No matter how big of a following they have. And if you're gonna be afraid to share something or censor yourself because you're afraid to offend anybody, then that's not gonna get you anywhere. It's not gonna. I think there was one interview with Jordan Peterson,
mm-hmm,
and Kathy Newman. It's a pretty famous interview, and they got to a point where, like, he's saying, "Well, look, in the pursuit of truth, you have to be open to be offended,
right,
in the pursuit of truth." And being offended is kind of a choice on the person being offended. You can be offended or not.
Right.
I'm just saying what my opinion is. And you can be offended or not be offended or have a conversation about it.
I guess the question is then, the person who's receiving the message,
mm-hmm,
can be offended or not be offended, or mm-hmm, that responsibility lies with them.
Yeah.
But then what responsibility lies with you as a person putting out a message into the world? Like, I remember you said,
yeah,
in part one when we were discussing, when you first started,
yeah,
doing photography, it was more about just the technicality.
Yeah.
And now when you do photography, at least the stuff that's not necessarily for commercial purposes,
yeah,
it needs to say something.
Yeah.
So what goes into that, I guess?
I mean, that's just me, something I discovered that I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like we can assign responsibility to anybody. Like, I don't think anybody owes the world anything, and the world doesn't owe anybody anything. So
sure.
I think the question in itself is, like, I don't think anybody's there's no responsibility if you have a platform to say something or to not say something. You know what I mean? I think it's just open, and that's the internet, and that's the time we live in. You can say whatever you want, and I don't think you need to be, you don't owe anybody anything to say a certain thing or not say a certain thing. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Nobody owes anybody anything.
I like that. I think it was because quite a few celebrities have come out and said this, and I think take it from a big celebrity and then even bring it down to a smaller level, because I feel like there is a lot of pressure that you see being put on people, for example, on social media that have a big following, that you are breaking al-adat al-taqaleed, or you're ruining the morality of our young daughters or what have you, et cetera, et cetera. And then the conversation becomes, at least for me, your children are your responsibility.
Yeah.
This person's out there living their own life.
Yeah.
They have a big platform. People are following them. Yeah. If you have an issue with what your child is doing, that's not
take the
this,
phone away.
That yeah. that's like that yeah. is not this person who has never met you, never met your yeah. child, has nothing to do with you or yeah. your family or your life's responsibility. Yeah. If that makes sense,
yeah. hit unfollow. Like that's
yeah,
it.
Exactly. And yeah. so sending hate their way or doing yeah. all that kind of doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I think I do agree with you in that sense of you don't owe anyone anything.
Yeah.
I think what I would say is. My only caveat to that is try not to put anything, I guess, harmful or negative out there.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, but again, like, it's if something's negative or harmful, just hit unfollow, like the person that's watching it.
Mm.
Just, you know what I mean? It's like good music, for example.
Right.
Right. If the music's good, you listen to it. If it's not, you just won't.
True.
Why can't we do that with just any other content? If it's just not good content, just don't consume it.
Well, I think there is a difference.
Yeah.
Because it's not about just don't consume it.
Yeah.
You live in a world where people consume everything. And yeah. you could be someone who is hate-mongering and yeah. rallying people to do something or what have you. And you will have followers yeah. and you will have people... Yeah. people who will kind of follow your message and yeah. do what you're doing. Right?
See, I'll tell you why I have a problem with that approach.
Cool. Tell me.
Because it assumes that the majority of the people are idiots.
That is the approach with which I live my life. Yeah. FYI, just full
I think that's, I'll be honest. Like, I understand that. I understand yeah. that the majority of people might not be, you know, as savvy to look and research and say, and I get that. But mm-hmm. I'm also part of that group of people that are right. watching, and I refuse to be an idiot, you know?
Right.
So if I see something that I don't like, I'm just not going to, you know, react to it. I'm just not going to hit me, you know? So I hope the world works that way because I'm, you know,
I'm that's how you function.
That's how I function, right? And I don't want to, I don't know how to say this really, but like, I don't want to assume that everybody's an idiot. I think that's just wrong.
I love this because it's like, I feel like we're debating a point, but neither of us, I mean, again, it's an opinion, right?
Yeah, it's an opinion.
I don't know. Like, I think to a certain extent, because of where the world is now and because of the fact that everyone has so much access to everything, I feel like there is a responsibility to be careful, or at least not necessarily be careful, but there is an onus on you to realize that anyone can access what you're putting out there. Does
yes.
that make sense?
Yes, yes. I understand that. I agree with that. When you put something out, just know that it's out there and everybody and anybody can see it. That's fine.
Because like, I think, but on the other side, I agree yeah. with you, because if someone came to me and was like, why are you putting this out there? Don't you know, like, yeah. anyone can read it? I'd be like, well, if they don't like it, they don't have to listen to it. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I don't know where I land.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
this.
Yeah. It's an ongoing debate. I don't think we're gonna solve this issue in this podcast. I don't think you're gonna solve this issue ever. But it's.
I think I just came into this conversation yeah. with an opinion that I felt very strongly about, and now I'm realizing I actually don't know where I land on this yeah. conversation.
Yeah,
which is a very yeah. interesting place for me to be on my own podcast. But okay, let's.
So hold on. So you were of the position like you do have a responsibility. Yeah.
I was on the position. Okay, so here's where I was. I was on the position where I feel like if you have a platform, you have a responsibility to affect change.
Can I interrupt you there?
Sure.
I think if you can rephrase that to, if you have a platform, you have the opportunity to reflect change.
Okay, okay, I like that.
Not the responsibility. You have the opportunity. Whether you take that opportunity or not is on you. It's not on the people that are watching you. You can take that opportunity. You don't have that responsibility at all. You don't owe these people following you anything. They don't owe you anything either.
I like that. Okay. You have given me a new take on this.
Awesome.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. What role does art play in society and culture?
I think it's a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a point where you know, in general, artists have a knack, and I think that's probably in the definition of an artist, is they have a knack to express what they're feeling.
Mm.
You know, whether it's poetry or visual or in music, you can express what you're feeling, and what you're feeling is sometimes it's personal, mm-hmm. which is fine, because you know most of the time when you're feeling something, chances are a lot of people are feeling it or have felt it before and can relate. But the more important part, I think, is when it's a society thing, when it's an issue that you know the general society you're in is facing, and you feel that, and you produce art, you know, because of that. That's when you know conversations start. You're able to start a conversation just by putting a piece up, or just by playing a song, or just by, you know, writing something. You can start a conversation between you know two or more people that are passing by that see your work about a certain topic. And I think that's why, you know, when it comes to revolutions,
mm-hmm.
and you know. Change in government and all that stuff, and artists are the ones that are sometimes targeted exiled. There mm-hmm. we go. That's the word. Are exiled. You know what yeah. I mean? Because it's powerful. Artists have a powerful voice. You know, so these are the guys that are being exiled when there's a revolution or when there's like political change. So it is powerful. And it is important to have, you know, a public space to be able to express that and to have a conversation about.
Cool. Now, just to the last three questions that we ask all our guests. What's one word you use to describe yourself in your internal dialogue that you don't often say out loud?
Asshole?
Could be positive. Oh, okay. That was gonna be. Could be positive or negative, yeah. But you went right for it. Cool.
Yeah. I think asshole is a very, very. Can I say that? Is that
yeah,
cool?
Yeah. You can say.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. But I mean, like, it's always like, it's always sort of this fine line of like either don't be an asshole,
mm-hmm.
or like it's okay to be an asshole. It's okay. You know, it's always that, because like. You know, I'm sort of very, very firm when it comes to like negotiating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I sometimes have to wait. I'm like, am I an asshole? No, that's okay. You know what I mean? Like that's the word, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A word I use a lot as well, but neither here nor there.
Yeah.
What's a side of you that you'd like to step into more?
The left side. No, I don't know. which side? I think actually, you know what? That's when I said the left side, it's sort of a sarcasm, right?
Mm.
So I'd like to go back into stepping into more of that, the sarcasm side. I did that with magazine covers,
mm-hmm.
and I really enjoyed it. You know, just to be able to joke around and put stuff out. You know,
that like that comedic.
That, yeah, kind of. The comedic side. I really like that. But obviously. You know, we're in a different place now because mm-hmm. because of the pandemic and the economic situation. So that's where you know the product Mojood comes in,
right?
Which is helping freelancers to get work. So I kind of you know stepped away from that comedic side and like, hey, let's get serious and let's you know make these people look awesome. But generally, yeah, I miss my sense of humor in my work.
Okay.
Yeah.
And lastly, what's your favorite childhood memory and why?
I think it was back in eighth grade or ninth grade,
mm-hmm.
and my best friend recently passed away, so it's kind of hitting me hard to remember that. But it was I was a prefect, you know what that is,
mm-hmm.
in school,
yeah.
where you're kind of like you know in the halls and
yeah,
you know, at break time you're responsible
yeah.
for that area. So he used to play guitar. And he had exams. Like we didn't have a proper music course in school. So he had his family was very musical. So he had like an external thing going where he had music exams and stuff. So I would let him in to the hall to practice for his exam. And he'd play all these, you know, classical tunes that I wasn't really interested in and stuff. And then, you know, he took a break and he randomly busted out into, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication. I was like, wow, you can do that with a guitar? That's what you can do? I'm like, can you teach me? So he kind of taught me a little bit. And then the next day, that night I went back home to my mom, like, hey, can I get a guitar? And, you know, I traded in like maybe I think a good like 2 years of idea, you know, to buy that guitar. And I came back the next day to as a prefect, and you know, he came, I'm like, yo, I bought a guitar, let's go. And that's how we started the band, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah.
And a great story for us to, I guess, end the episode on. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. It was awesome. I haven't debated anyone in so long, I think, because I've been in quarantine. I've been trying to be nice to people. This was fun. I need to like get back into debating my friends and just arguing with them for the sake of it. I'm going to put all the links to your website and, of course, your Instagram and everything in the episode description, guys. You have to go check it out. There's a bunch of cool stuff on there. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Leave me comments and messages. Let me know where you sided on the debate, by the way, guys. I really want to kind of know. And join us next week for another episode of Millennial Mirrors. Thanks so much, guys. This is Mshad Arnezi signing out. Bye, guys.
See ya.